Good King Wenceslas looked down on the feast of Stephen. That's from the only Christmas carol that still resonates with this recovering Christmas caroler. Saint Stephen, the proto-martyr, was stoned unto death on December 26th for blasphemy in 34 A.D. No one knows anymore where the stoning took place, but we do know where good King Wenceslas was looking down in the 13th century. It was in Prague, where, as it happens, my wife and I just were. Almost 800 years ago, Wenceslas was king of what we now know as the Czech Republic. 800 years ago, what we now know as America was inhabited by a multiplicity of native populations with long-lasting cultural traditions, but they did not build anything to last. What they left behind them when they moved on didn't look much different from when they moved in, intentionally. 100 years after good King Wenceslas looked down, the Charles Bridge, spanning the wide, slow-moving Vltava River, was constructed in the 1350s, almost 2,000 feet long, same as the Stone Arch Bridge over the Mississippi in Minneapolis. 700 years later, the Charles Bridge is still there. We were on it during an annual commemoration of the Velvet Revolution. The Church of Our Lady Before Teen was built in Prague, also in the 1350s, built of rock and stone and brick, and it doesn't look a day over 100. One night we were in the Pivovarsky Klub, one of Prague's famous cellar bars, a deep underground room probably used originally for storing powder for ammunition, in a dry, windowless, secret space. The rock walls and floor look like they've been there forever. When Prague was being built to last, where we live, there wasn't a single log cabin yet, anywhere, and wouldn't be for hundreds of years. This is why we were designated the New World. In the New World, post-log cabin days, we throw up concrete and steel and plastic structures, and then 15 or 20 or 100 years later, we knock them down and throw up something new. It is the New World. Discovering ancient Prague in 2018, I found myself wondering if we shouldn't be emulating the old world more carefully. But no. In the New World, as climate change turns all our buildings and beaches temporary, how do you justify the expense of building a bridge or a church or a powder room that will last for 1,000 years. In Prague, there is a monument to good King Wenceslas, finished in 1912. Looks like it was built yesterday. It's probably 50 feet tall, massive in scale. And the king's horse's hindquarters are so prominent, and the ground level space at the back of the construction so accommodating, local folks trying to organize a community project, say, or a political movement, will announce that they'll be meeting, quote, under the tail, unquote. Under the tail, the business end of a long-dead king's horse, that is. Somehow I find this reassuring, that in the old world, people do still deploy magical thinking. To make change, you have to start, metaphorically, in the manure.